Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
Jason Irwin of the Doubtfully Daily Matigo podcast actually responded to my question about how much energy it costs to produce a podcast. Now, he actually detailed very detailed manner exactly what, you know, his whole infrastructure costs, which actually isn't that much in the grand scheme of things, but it's used to provide his 10th century service, among other things. But I think where his conversation went, and this kind of gets into the previous topic that I discussed, was where we really waste energy. And I thought this this clip from his podcast would describes that.
The greatest amount of waste that we have as a society is not what people do in their houses. It's what people expect from factories. So right now, we see factories all around the world, particularly in countries such as India and China, just manufacturing millions of things. And then that's being shipped around the world. So that when we go into a store, we're looking for a thing, we can find that thing, and we can buy it same day and walk home with it, or drive home, or whatever. That's where all of our waste is going. If we are serious, if we as a species are serious about reducing the amount of energy that we are consuming, then what we really need to do is get away from having pre-built things. Everything must be made when we need it. We need to go back to what we had 200 years ago, before factories were commonplace. So if we need a cup, we have to go and order a cup and wait for someone to make that cup and then ship that cup to us so that we can then use that cup to drink our coffee. And that's what we have to do. Otherwise, what we're doing is we're saying to manufacturers, okay, yeah, go ahead, make a million cups and then send them all over the place. Will they be used? Well, maybe. For something as simple as a cup and as important as a cup, like, yeah, well, I guarantee these things are going to be used. But what about all the crap that we see at dollar stores that may or may not get bought? What happens with those when nobody buys them? Well, it goes back to the manufacturer, or it gets sold off at a ridiculous rate and people don't see any value in it, and so they destroy it. They get rid of it. They throw it into the ocean. Like, this is really where all of our waste is going. It's going into manufacturing things that we don't particularly need right now.
Now, this gets back to my why I hoard, I don't know, old technology, because, well, it basically still works. And the energy has already been spent to manufacture that. And it's still useful. Okay, it might need a dongle to make it work or some sort of way to convert. And it may still work okay, right? Or, okay, maybe if you want a higher quality version of something, maybe you do got to get a new thing. But with all of the, you know, with all the technology I've purchased, yeah, it definitely gets used to its maximum. And yeah, and then sometimes I keep things around longer than I perhaps should. But with all of that, it's if I buy something, I tend to buy it with the idea that it's going to be something that will last a long time. Now, unfortunately, a lot of consumer electronics, especially cell phones, you have to replace those every so often. Not because then, I mean, just mainly because the batteries in them, that they only last 2 to 3 years before they start, not holding their charge fully. I had a phone that I bought 4 years ago. The battery in it, swelled up. And unfortunately, the back of the phone came off. The phone still works. I think it was even still getting, it was still reasonably up to date as far as Android goes. It's just, okay, well, that's not safe thing to carry around. And also, too, all of the different, the different standards change, too. And that, the move to 5G or whatever is meaning that a lot of the networks in the United States are deprecating. They've already deprecated 2G, and now they're starting to deprecate 3G. So computers, right? I mean, I think a lot of people with desktop computers, you don't need to necessarily buy a new computer because, let's face it, I mean, unless you're doing very specific things where you are actually using the compute power, if you're doing audio or video production or something like that, you know, if you're just surfing the web and maybe typing stuff into to a Microsoft application every now and again, you don't need the latest and greatest computer to do that. It actually, you know, every new computer I've gotten recently hasn't really been that much faster than the last one. Yeah, okay, maybe it's a little bit more power efficient or whatever. And I know, Apple with their new M1 chip has definitely raised the bar in that respect. But the reality is, this old technology that I still have sitting around my house, it all still works for the most part. You know, there are laptops I've got that are more than 10 years old, and they even run modern operating systems. I have one that is a bit older than that, and now it doesn't even run a 32-bit operating system, so maybe that one can probably be put out to pasture. But you know, the reality is that a lot of this stuff just gets manufactured, and it's, you know, some of that stuff just may sit in warehouses, and then at some point it's going to get destroyed, right? All, you know, or it's going to get sold for pennies on the dollar or whatever. But people, there's a cost to manufacturing all this stuff. And by the way, it also happens in food too, right? I think if food waste were the, you know, were accounted for in the different climate allocations, that would probably be a much bigger, you know, greenhouse gas emitter than people blaming cattle for. And by the way, if you do cattle right, it actually is a carbon sink, not a net exporter of carbon into the atmosphere. So I think there's, again, I think with any of this, you know, we talk about energy usage and you've got to look at it just in many different ways. Not to say that we can't in our own house, it's like the old Schoolhouse Rock song. Turn it off, right? You know, when it's when you don't need that extra light on or whatever, right? It's so we can all do things to reduce our energy consumption, but in the grand scheme of things, what we do as individuals is just it's very little, right? It's certainly, you know, things like, you know, manufacturing. It's the different industries that, yeah, they could do so much more. Do we, you know, if we're throwing away 40% of the food that gets created, and I don't remember if that I've heard that number before. I don't know if that's the actual number, but if we're throwing away that much food, it seems like we're definitely producing enough, maybe not producing enough of the right food. That's a whole different discussion, but it seems to me we could do so much better with even our manufacturing. I mean, we have just-in-time manufacturing. Can't we, you know, again, can't we manufacture this stuff, when it's needed? And the whole recycling bit. Yeah, I've got I've got a whole bin of stuff that probably needs to go get recycled because it's outlived its usefulness. But the process of which to do that is, you know, it's not easy, right? I just can't go put it out with the trash, right? And unfortunately, when I do that, it doesn't necessarily get handled correctly, and I'm not even sure when I drop it off at the place that takes it if they do the right thing with it. It's with a lot of this stuff, it's like, yeah, I want to the minerals and things were extracted to make these things. I want to see those things get used again, but I don't know if that's actually happening or not. And I know we're not, and I know that there's energy that would get expended to, repurpose those minerals and materials and use them for something else. And that takes energy too, right? But, some of these rare earth minerals, right? I don't think we think about that. And that's actually a whole nother discussion we could have about, it's why I'm maybe not the biggest proponent of fully electric cars, because those things are, you're talking about big batteries and unfortunately the minerals for that are in those batteries are mined in places where they're not, I don't know, the living conditions maybe aren't so great, right? And so we don't think about that, we don't see that, because it's not, you know, it's not polluting here while it's polluting somewhere else. And we've got to be thinking about all these things. If we care about, you know, the environment, and we care about the energy that we're using or whatever, right? There's a lot of things to look at. And unfortunately, you know, as a consumer, yeah, we can choose what to buy or not buy. But once that stuff's manufactured, that energy is already spent. So we should try to use it as much as, you know, is use all of this stuff for as long as possible. You know, so I guess this is how I justify to myself keeping, 25 plus year old cables. And I'll do that for all of them, of course. But for the audio cables don't really go bad. So, they still work. And I've got plenty of those. But you know, the energy's already been spent, and you know, you might as well get the most use out of it as possible until it don't work no more.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.